Last year, Elon Musk very publicly stepped back from spending money on politics after his involvement in politics, mostly through Doggy and spending like $300 million getting Donald Trump elected, caused people to hate him and to hate Tesla and to start burning Tesla. In May of last year, he said that he was gonna do a lot less spending in the future. Well, fast forward to the run up to the midterms, almost literally the first opportunity to spend money in politics once again. What do you know? He's gonna spend a ton of money in politics. He put out this tweet in response to somebody tweeting that Musk was going to go all in on funding Republicans once again. And he replied, "America is toast if the radical left wins. They will open the floodgates to illegal immigration and fraud. Won't be America anymore." And that's the sort of incredibly lazy stuff that you'd expect from a guy with a mediocre mind and no creativity whatsoever. It's just, it's always gonna be illegal immigration and it's always gonna be fraud, even though he was, of course, in charge of perhaps the single biggest iteration of fraud in the American government last year, firing tons of people, disrupting government services, and indeed government spending increased last year. That's the legacy of Doggy. But in any event, he of course spent hundreds of millions of dollars supporting Donald Trump and Republicans the last time around, and he apparently is going to do so again this year. The spending has already begun, but we don't get to know yet how much he's spending. There will at some point be disclosures, but even that isn't gonna tell us everything, as we'll get to. We know that he donated more than $290 million to Republican candidates last cycle, making him the top political donor by nearly $100 million. And $290 million is obviously a lot to campaigns. It's a lot for one of us. For him, it's nothing. It's change in his couch cushions. He gets billions from the US government and then he puts a tiny fraction back into buying it. It's a great system. Also, last month, Sludge reported that his group, America's Future, received a $75 million totally anonymous donation. We have no idea who gave that money. I don't know if we will ever know who gave that money. But in any event, bear in mind last year, he had said he wanted to seem cool and independent. So he said, we've actually got a uniparty. The Republicans really suck, actually. They're never gonna cut spending. So Republicans suck, Democrats suck. So I'm starting up my own party. Everybody get really hyped. I'm super cool. I'm doing my America party. And literally nothing came of that. Again, it's like most of the statements he makes, he just said it and then it's in the wind. And the interesting thing I think for you, Cenk, will be that apparently it was Vance that went and got Musk to commit to supporting the Republicans and Trump once again.
Yeah, so we have to start with why Doge failed to get to Vance, to get to Musk, to get to Musk accidentally telling you which one is the better party, okay, between the Democrats and the Republicans. So why did Doge fail? They said, I'm gonna cut $2 trillion, and they cut like 13 cents. And when they left all of this gigantic waste, fraud, and abuse that even the right wing can see with their own eyes, right? Because what did Doge cut? Doge cut from the average American, right? So, oh, you're getting some sort of, you know, SNAP benefit or something like that, we're gonna take from you, right? They cut from the average American in terms of the people that they fired. They fired a couple hundred thousand government workers who are not rich, right? Who are very much middle class American workers. So, okay, so those are all easy because all those folks have no power at all in Washington. They cut from every foreign government that doesn't have power, which is literally every foreign government but Israel. So they're all gone, right? And all the aid projects are gone. But that, all of that doesn't amount to a hill of beans because those are the money allocated to the powerless, which is like 0.001% of the budget, right? The powerful get everything. So the minute you go to cut fraud or abuse, you go, oh, the oil companies are the most profitable companies in the world, but we're robbing the average guy in Kansas and Missouri to pay them $35 billion every year, a gift. Why? That's obviously waste and fraud, but the oil companies are powerful. So Elon goes and goes, like he never even tried because he's a Trojan horse. We'll come back to that in a second. But if he did try, like, oh, oil companies, okay, we'll take that $35 billion back. That's like more than almost the rest of Doge combined, right? And they're like, no, the oil companies donate to Republicans. He's like, oh, okay, put that back in. Oh, Israel, they have $21 billion extra because they were committing a genocide that Biden gave them. Well, let's take that back. Nope, Israel's powerful, you can't touch that. The Pentagon, let's cut it by $100 billion. Nope, you can't touch that. In fact, let's add 150 billion to it, mm-hmm. right? So he didn't touch any of the powerful. Now the reason why is because he is the powerful. He never wanted to actually cut. He only wanted to cut from the average guy to redistribute wealth even more to the top. He's not your friend, he's not your ally. He's the allies of Peter Thiel and Mark Zuckerberg and all the Silicon Valley bros, David Sachs, etc. These guys are trying to rob the American government of every dollar that it has. It's an extraction project. So when you go to actual abuse within the Pentagon, etc., and NASA, what did Elon Musk demand? I demand my people to be in charge of NASA and all those other departments. Why? Because he wants billions and billions in subsidies directed towards SpaceX mm-hmm. and Tesla and all of his companies. He's not there to kill waste, fraud, and abuse. He's there to give you more waste, fraud, and abuse. And so how did Vance partly get him back? He's like, okay, we'll give you the guy you want in NASA. We'll give you all the crooked contracts that you wanted and that Doge was a Trojan horse for. Don't worry. Like, if you come back into the fold and help us defeat the Democrats, we'll be even more corrupt on your behalf. And he's like, that sounds pretty good. But I want more subsidies. And then he goes on Twitter, I'd like to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. Get out of here, man. You're such a fraud. And now MAGA is beginning to realize Musk is a fraud for two reasons. One, their fight over Trump, but like that didn't do that much because that was a confusing fight. They're both kind of for the rich and the powerful. Mm-hmm. But the real reason is Musk is just like with Trump and everyone else in power, is on his hands and knees to Netanyahu. And he's groveling to Israel. So they're like, oh, so you're not gonna fix anything. You're one of the grovelers. You're one of the guys who are ripping us off. So all right, now which party is better? Look, it's you know me, I can't stand both parties. I think corporate Democrats and Republicans are on the same team. They're all robbing us together, etc., right? But apparently Musk thinks Democrats are definitely the less corrupt party because his only goal is corruption. He's like, I want more contracts for me. Me, 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 me. He's literally saying it. He's like, well, how dare you not give SpaceX more and Tesla more? Tesla, SpaceX. And it's a Starlink. You have to give it to me, 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 me. Cut from the average guy. Fire them. Give me money, right? So apparently Vance went and got on his knees at lunch and said, yes, sir, I will serve you as loyally as I serve Israel, as loyally as I serve Peter Thiel. And he's like, good boy. And he patted him on the head. I mean, Musk is so transparent. He's on X talking about the real problem is immigrants. Dude, you're an immigrant, right? And immigrants have all the power. Well, other than the billionaire immigrants like you, they don't have any power. Mm-hmm. Everything's a freaking lie. So if Vance gets back in office and he's gonna try to use hundreds of millions, maybe billions from Musk to do it, it's just gonna be a total like the tech guys are gonna move into the Oval Office, into the new ballroom, and it's gone. It's not our government at all. It'll be Silicon Valley's government, a government of the billionaires, by the billionaires, for the billionaires. And Musk and Vance accidentally just told you that.
Yeah. Yeah, the entire thing is disgusting. It's absolutely gross that he can just give 300 million and then get 10, 20 billion with the fact that that's legal at all. And the fact that we continually be plagued by this grotesque, mediocre guy. What is he while all this is going on? He's using his immense wealth. What is he doing? Have you seen what Grok's been doing recently? He's producing child pornography. That's what Grok has been doing the past couple of days because Musk doesn't care because he knows that's what people who love him want on Twitter. And so he gives it to him. It's absolutely grotesque. The disgusting racist deep fakes that are going around. There's a massive appetite for that. Oh, by the way, like the final reporting on Tesla for this year came out. It's doing absolutely terribly. Not hurting the stock at all because none of the investors seem to care about the car part of Tesla. They're all sure that everybody's gonna have an Optimus robot or whatever. And so all of this is just built on cons and lies and hype. And I cannot believe that people can't see through it.
Yeah, look, I want people to understand the connective tissue. Like we talk a lot about Israel, right? Israel isn't the main problem. The main problem is anyone can buy our government.
Yeah.
Israel's just done it in kind of a spectacular and outrageous way. Like Elon Musk wants tens of billions of dollars more in subsidies, and that's terrible, but it's part of a normal robbery where they're all the donors and all the corporations are robbing us. Israel took the money and committed a genocide with it and then rubbed it in our face. That's why it comes up so often. But the reality is, look at that. The Israeli lobby gave Trump over $300 million. And to John's point, they got back tens of billions. They might get $100 billion back in the new memorandum of understanding. It's a great return on investment. So Musk sees the same thing. He puts in $300 million. He gets back tens of billions in subsidies.
Yeah.
So every single donor is looking at it. And the same thing with the oil companies, same thing with the defense contractors. They look at it and they go, oh, they're letting us rob the place.
Yeah.
All we have to give them is a dollar and they give us $1,000 back. Well, which moron wouldn't do that endlessly?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you think that like all those rich people gave Trump $350 million so far for his ballroom because they like marble as much as he does? No, they're gonna get billions of dollars for that. It's just an endless well that they can throw bribes into. And Donald Trump doesn't care. He'll change the regulations to benefit them. He doesn't care about the country. He'll throw taxpayer dollars. It's not his money. What does he care? None of this should be legal. They should be behind bars for this. Him for accepting the bribes, Elon Musk for giving them. If we were in a rational system, we would have that right now.
Every time you ring the bell below, an angel gets his wings. Totally not true, but it does keep you updated on our live shows.